Blog Talk Radio.
Wanna love, wanna girl. I wanna love, wanna have, wanna hold you, girl.
Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project. I hope all is well today. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, please push one. You know how we do it every Sunday. We're here we've been here for a long time, you guys, over 12 years. We going on the 13th or the 14th year. We've been here a long time. Shalom, shalom. We ready to roll up our sleeves and go to work. We waiting on the phone call to come in and say we need you guys to help us come gather the people together so we can get you out of here. We ready. We sitting here anxiously waiting for that call to come through. Shalom, shalom. All right, well, you know what? This is the first day of the week. Again, we rolled up on it again. The Most High has blessed us to see another week, another Sunday. What a blessing it is to be alive. There is no thing promised to us at all. All praises to His high and holy name. I don't really have a whole lot to talk about. I say this every Sunday. You know, been watching a lot. It's been a lot of stuff online about aliens and, you know, angels sleeping with women. They have real, and you know, when you watch, you have to be careful when you watch the History Channel, because they promote their versions of the story. They try to include biblical knowledges, but they are leaning toward trying to convince the people that if we come into this secret knowledge, it's going to disrupt the very fabric of our community because our religious beliefs will come into compromise and the blah, blah, blah. You know, they always turn on y'all. You know, every story's got a flood story. Every religious got a virgin birth. Every religious got this. And, I mean, it's just constant deception everywhere you look. I've never realized how strong deception is until the Most High made me see exactly what it was. Incredible. It is incredible. Every religious program that we look at, if from different people, from different nations, the versions of the stories and the theatrics and the special effects and all of it is just a deception. It is incredible the things that we have to endure. I'm telling you. You know, this is not just a truth of knowing that we're Hebrew Israelites and that we are the chosen by the Most High. That is very important. And knowing who we are ethnically, that is very important. But the biggest thing is knowing how deep the rabbit hole goes and knowing what it means to be in captivity. There's something else right here. This is, and the people that we have, that he has put us around. And the extent that people will go through to keep a lie going. Incredible. It is incredible. And you just be looking like, wow. You know, this is deep. I mean, seriously. No? And it's incredible. But all of it is a part of his plan. All of this is the things that we must endure because the things we, now you realize how detrimental it has been with you not being in your proper place. The whole world is thrown off course. Everything's off course. Everything is off course. And it's just unfortunate, you know. You just, you know, we don't really realize the damage that was done. You know, it's almost right up there with Adam following behind Eve and disobeying Yah. You know, when death came everywhere. Trees died. Animals died. Fat birds died. Everything died. And it was like, wow, you know, it's the same thing with us. When we disobeyed him, everything was threw off course. Everything's off course. You know, and it's just, it's crucial, you know, to be able to see this and see the things that, you know, the condition that the world is in. Everybody's fighting, everybody's fussing, Everybody's in court trying to get this person to do something and this person to do something. These so-called world courts and all that are being exposed because they really don't have no power. I mean, it's just like, what in the world? It is what it says it is. I mean, what do we have that we can put our hand on and say, now this is what it means and this is how it's supposed to. The only thing we can do with that is Yah's word. That's it. People have been accused of genocide, murder, all kind. Nothing has been done. Nothing. Nothing. They have marched in front of the television and the microphones. Every nation have been up in suits and standing there. Everybody has given their opinion. They've given speeches. That nothing has been done. Nothing. It's incredible. It's some crazy stuff. And you're like, wow. I mean, it just goes to show you. You know? It's really something, I'm telling you, to be able to see all of this stuff. You know? Anything and everything goes now. You know, like we said yesterday, when you have immigrants that can beat up on a police officer, literally stomping them in the ground all in New York on camera. If that had been black boys, they would have been shot and killed on national TV in front of everybody. It's incredible. You're just looking like, what is going on? It's incredible. It really is. They would have been held without bond if they made it to, if they was arrested at all. You don't put your hands on police officers in this country. Excuse me? Whoa. I mean, wow. You just be looking like, wow. They literally stomped the police officers down on the ground, kicking them in the face. Now, it's incredible. It's incredible. But what can you say? I mean, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. Somebody help me out. I mean, really, because I'm trying to figure it out. It's incredible that these are the things that are going on. You know, I really don't know. You know, it is truly been a journey to be able to watch. You know, the stability, the foundation is, I think that's the word that we want to use. The foundation is like rattling, and it's like, oh my God. Area code 513, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
I'm just harking back on class yesterday and about realizing that the end times haven't started. And it's almost like they're ramping it up to make it seem like it's an end time. And it's going to keep happening until we get there.
And we get there.
Oh, this is the end time. This end time. No, it's not. We haven't landed over there, so they ramps up, and it makes people think that. It gives people an expectation to think that, oh, okay, we're heading somewhere, and they're not.
Nope.
It's a judgment. This has nothing to do with the end time. This is a judgment against this country.
Yes, it is. It's crucial. And that's isn't it nice when that reality hits you and you can kind of take a deep breath and woosah a little bit like, wow. You know, and then you know that when you see all of the movies, The Left Behind and The Tribulation and the Second Coming and the blah, blah, blah on YouTube and the whole fear factor, you just be looking like, mew. And they scare people and, oh, my goodness.
And they run to church and thinking, oh, we heading for the end time. We going to get redeemed and never get punished. And it's saying, no, this has nothing to do with the end time. End time has nothing to do with any other nation but the Most High nation, for us, the Israelites. The end time only has to do with us. And it makes people think that they're going to avoid a punishment. This is the judgment of this nation. And he said it on with your eyes. You will see it. You will sit back and watch it, and it's true.
That's the truth. That is so very, very true. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Look, Shalom, Shalom, man. Y'all actually right about that, man. Everything is just upside down. Everything turned the way it is, but, you know, it's all for a reason. All we got to do is sit back and watch. So this is it's getting to the point now where it's everything. Everything is just turning upside down. Nobody's doing nothing about it. Like you said about those immigrants, you said how they beat up the police officers. Man, I saw that coming when I was in that prison system. I saw that coming with them immigrants throwing that in there. And I saw, you know, you see it building and building and building and building. But, you know, yep. Through it all, you just look at the positive and everything. I got some positive news that I want to share right quick.
Okay.
You know, I had been working on my family history, right? And I was getting way back and way back and way back. And I thought, you know you hit something when you start getting that essay and the slave of. And I got all the way back to one come out of Virginia. You know what his name was? Ephraim.
All right.
Yeah. I saw that and I said, come on now. And they going to talk about the names of people.
Right.
A lot of Ephraims and Marys and Jacobs. And I was just looking at the names, you know,
yes.
Daniels and James,
yes.
And all of those names that's in the scripture, there they were. And I'm sitting there like, wow.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. All praises. Can't get away from it. It's real. This is real.
And
no
that's
matter
why
how
they made you treat. Change your name. They wanted you to change your name. They did not want you to read that Bible. It was all deliberate.
Yep. All on purpose.
That's a blessing.
You know, even one of them, he was the mother, I think, of Ephraim. She actually lived to be like 104, 103, and she learned how to write. And they interviewed her. I pulled the doggone interview and listened to what she said, man. Parts of it had me laughing, parts of it had me crying. But some of it really had me laughing. She talking about, she said, them there white folks, they don't know what they want to do. They scared of us. And then they hate it. She said it.
Yeah, real talk. Real talk. This is amazing stuff. This is amazing stuff. I mean, you know, you just don't really realize it until you realize it. Like, this is some amazing stuff. You know? You know that we are the children of Israel. We're the children of Israel. And the extent that the people have gone through, with the assistance of their gods now, we can't leave that God's house, because the more and more I brought this video up, I was going to play it, the more and more I was watching the History Channel, and they was talking about that there was extraterrestrials that convinced them to build America, and that they were instrumental in making sure America was built. I said they knew who was coming to America. They knew.
Yep.
They knew. And they have gone out of their way to suppress the knowledge that we would never connect back with our God again. I mean, that's just amazing. That's incredible. It's incredible. It's incredible. Because don't leave that God's out, because their gods are the ones that are giving them this information. Their gods are the ones that's feeding them information so they can feed it to the masses. Their gods are the ones who are disputing the Bible. And their gods are the ones that's telling them to tell everybody that the aliens made us. All this stuff is a setup. It's a setup. It's incredible. It is just really incredible. You know? This is all going against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is what it's going against. It's going against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said yesterday, the war is going. They're preparing for a war. They're going to get the nations together to fight against him.
Yep.
You know, that's why, you know, that's why I tell people, don't jump the gun. Stop trying to jump the gun. Stop trying to end the story. Because really, the story won't start until our feet touch Zion. We all the way back in Genesis chapter 15, as far as prophecy is concerned.
You know, I don't know why our people want to jump the gun. If you think about it, if you go to Genesis chapter 15, verse 13, if we're there, that means there's some really good things to come.
Yeah.
We get to spend just a little bit of stuff at peace and at rest.
Yes, sir. You best believe, yes, sir. And then somebody said that America was going to be destroyed because we was leaving. And I thought about it after I hung up. Yes, I said, well, wait a minute. Egypt wasn't destroyed when we left. He judged it, but it was still able to rebuild because guess what? Egypt was around when Christ was born. The Most High, the angel told Joseph to take him and Mary to go down into Egypt until died. So Egypt has still been around, and it's still around today. You know what I'm saying? And it's still around today. So, you know, Egypt has been around, even though we came out of it, it's never been the same. It's still been around.
I think that that comes from you wanting to get them back, right? I understand when people say this country going to be destroyed because you're mad at the things that they have done to you. But the humbling thing is that this is what Brother Donnie used to say all the time. This country was built for your punishment.
Anything
before 2019 is what was due to you because you did something to Yah. Anything after that, okay. I see where people get that. I want this place to be destroyed. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But you had a punishment to serve. And the part that, well, I did something to Yah. I got my spanking. So be it. But after that, that's a different story. But he said only when you watching the judgment. You're watching it. It's not happening to you. It's happening to everyone else. You're watching it. And understand everything, even the stuff that you can't see, everything that's going against this country is their judgment. When you see the police getting beat up, then it tells okay, they don't have that power like they used to have that power. Right? When you see the economy, eggs costing $4, you know they're not making money like that if you gotta raise the prices. It's a judgment. You have to take everything into account and understand you are separated from it. It may not look like it, but you are separated.
Man, everything is high. Food is just ridiculously high. And they running out of stuff. I'll talk to a lady today. She was like, you know, I usually get my prescriptions and stuff at the drugstore, but the drugstore is closed due to staff shortage. They can't keep nobody in at work. I'm like, at the drugstore? At the pharmacy?
Yeah.
She said they can't keep nobody to work. They got a staff shortage, so they had to close the store out.
It's a drugstore down this way doing that. There's one down here doing that did that. Same thing. No staff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going on in Houston and in my hometown. They've short-staffed it, the post office. So now they get mailed two or three times a week. That's it. It's everywhere short-staffed. It. Everywhere.
And how are people surviving? Where are all these people that are not working anymore? I don't understand how they're living.
And that's the mystery of it. If they're short-staffed and nobody's hired, every industry, then the people who had these jobs 5 years ago, where are they? And the people that ain't working, how are they surviving?
Yeah, what happened to them? Because it's almost like they just vanished off the face of the earth. What happened to them? Why don't we have them anymore? I mean, because everybody ain't died off. I don't know. I don't understand it. I mean, because I got to work every day. I don't know how they don't work. And, you know, and it's like, where is the crew? Where is the people? You know. It is interesting to find out. Because you'd be wondering what in the world is going on. And it's happening everywhere. The grocery stores, the restaurants, the pharmacies, like you said, the post office. They can't, nobody's coming to work. I don't understand. Hold on, let me get this mic open. Area code 717, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Shalom, family. But I was going to say that where these people are staying, they're staying inside of campers, and there's, yeah, luxury mobile homes. They're staying, yep, in vans is a lot. They're staying in vans, buses. This is white people. They're revamping this stuff, and they're living in it because they don't have to pay taxes for homes. They said it's cheaper, and all the money they make, they get to keep it, and they get to live nicely inside their mobile homes inside the woods because they know what's coming. It's just our people that don't. Our people aren't prepared for it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you know, what was I buying yesterday? I was buying something, and the price had almost tripled. And I was like, are you kidding me? She was like, yeah, that's what it is now. And it's going to be higher now. Cheese. I went to get my sister something from Chipotle, and they did not have any cheese. I went to get her some popcorn from the gourmet popcorn store. He was like, we don't even have cheese. It's just, they tripling the price on cheese. We got to pick some up, and every time they do, we got to raise the price on our stuff. Stop simple stuff. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Time to store up and stack up again, y'all, because I'm telling you, it's going to be an ugly situation. This is about to get worse. I'm telling you, it's time to store up. Hold on, area code 504, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, and I wanted to also say that some people are taking early retirement if they can.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are moving in with family members. So you may have three, four, they pooling together. You know, if one don't have a job, the others will pool in and help that one until they can get something, you know. So that's what I think is going on too.
Yeah, I mean, really. This is some serious stuff right here, boy, I'm telling you. But this was coming. We knew this was going to come. This is coming. The resources is getting higher and higher and higher. It just really is. It's something I'm telling you to see. Who would have ever thought? You know? It's crazy. You know, it's just a mixture of a lot of different things happening at the same time. You know, it was like, yeah, the expensive groceries is going up. You know, eggs is almost $5 a carton. Like, what in the world? You know? But, I mean, we knew this was coming. You know? I don't know. When I seen them beating that police officer like that, that just kind of changed some things for me. Like, when did this start happening? And you got them on tape, and then you let them go. I mean, you know, I'm kicking them in the face, stomping them like, you, these are people that don't even come from this country. How is that possible? I don't understand. Well, it's just, I don't know. I don't get it. I really don't. I don't get it. But, I mean, I guess this is what he told us we was going to see. And, you know, they said New York is even worse because they got so many people in New York already as it is. You know? So I don't know. Crucial. I really don't. I really don't know. That's just a lot going on. It's a lot happening right in front of our eyes. That's serious. And you know what we did year before last, 4 years ago, we started stocking up on toilet paper and soap and dishwashing liquor. That stuff is getting ready to go sky high all over again. You know, when COVID hit, everybody was frantic, running, trying to find stuff that they needed. This stuff is about to go sky high all over again. It's crucial. You know, it's a lot. And like they said, there's no fear about America anymore. Nobody fears it anymore. Like, whatever. And it's just not working. You know. So I don't know, you guys. I mean, you know, what do you think? I mean, you know, here we are. We here now. Because it ain't getting no better, and it's not going to get better. It's not. It's not going to get better. You know, and for everybody that's been listening to us over the years, store up. Start putting some stuff up. Store up of the smallest of details, because you're going to believe how much this stuff is going to cost. Ridiculously high. So, I mean, you know, this is the plan. This is where we are now. And anytime they can assault a police officer on the street in broad daylight and stomp them and kick them in the face and walk out of jail, now you know if they was black, that wouldn't have happened.
And shooting birds. They were shooting birds when they come up out of there.
Yeah.
Like y'all ain't gonna do that.
If there was black teenage boys, they would have been dead.
Yep. And everybody knew it.
Huh?
I say everybody know that, too. That would have been a fact that they would have been dead.
It would have been
Yeah, and what gets me is not only did they just walk up out of there, they got no bond, they got no nothing, no constraints. They walked over up out of there, they ain't coming back, nobody saying nothing. Yeah, they do what they want. So that emboldens everybody else to do it. It just make you wonder. You remember, there's one of the scriptures talking about something, we have no might in our hand. Could we be looking at the transfer of that plague to them?
Something is going on. Something is going on. Something is going on. You know, that we are here. You know, and then you look at the church, and they struggling and scuffling, trying to hold on to the few little folks they got, trying to give them some hope and make them think it's all right. It ain't all right, y'all. It ain't going to be all right. It ain't nothing that's going to change. It is going to get worse, because it has to get worse. These are the things that we have been given since we came here as slaves. This whole system has been set up since we came here as slaves, and the Most High is tearing it down brick by brick, foundation by foundation, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. And it doesn't matter how many pastors get on TV and talk about this our church, and we ain't going to have it up in here. It's like the elephant in the room. You're trying to hold on to a horse and buggy when everybody is driving a car. And people do what they see other people do, and you'll eventually fade away, because people don't want to, they're not going to live that anymore. They're not. I'm going to pull up this clip where this girl is telling them, things are happening and changing, and you guys are going to have to give us a different gospel, because the millennials are not going to live with the way that you think that we're supposed to live with the gospel that you've been giving us in the past. That's what she said. So in so many words. Hold on. She said, in order for you to reach the millennials, you're going to have to come around to the way things are. Because it's not going to change. He said it's not going to change. He said it ain't changing. In other words, you're not going to change us. We're going to have to change you. Hold on. Let me get it back and play it back here just a little bit. Hold on. Let me bring it all the way up.
Where he says that millennials are like Moses. We made an exodus from the church. And this was before we were finished college, right? He said that every generation you can track that they will come back to church between the ages of 18 and 25 when they have children so that they can christen their children. But he predicted that millennials will be the first generation not to do that. And that is what happened. And so now you have millennials who many of you think are anyone younger than you. I want to help you today. I'm a millennial and I have a six-year-old. I'll be 40 in about 18 months. Millennials are not young people anymore. Some of us have grandchildren. And so if you're worried about millennials, I hate to break it to you, but you're three generations behind. Millennials are born 1981 through 1996, right? And then you have Gen Z. These are people who were born in 1997 through 2012. And then you have my daughter, who's Gen Alpha, who was born after 2013. And so if you are concerned about millennials, I hate to break it to you, but you're three generations behind. Three generations. And so when you start with millennials who are largely unchurched, they're raising kids who don't know what VBS is. And so we have to figure out what the church can do differently. I won't say what the church is doing wrong, what the church can do differently to go back and wrap our arms around three generations.
Now this...
All right, hold on. Watch.
It's a people's humanity.
Hold
on
one number.
I want you to hear this. Hold on. Hold on. She said the church has to meet up with people's humanity.
That was the issue is the church today is struggling to bring our concept of divinity to the lived experience of people's humanity.
The lived experience to the people's humanity. So, in other words, you're going to have to preach a gospel that's going to match up to the lifestyle that we live in. Because we're not going to change. Hold on, let me finish.
She gets invited to birthday parties with kids.
Hold on.
She has to
change the word of God.
So again, if you think about millennials who have children who are not in church, who are also having children who are not in church, my daughter's generation is the most liberal generation that's ever faced this earth. She has little boys in her class who have pink nail polish. She gets invited to birthday parties with kids who have two mommies. And so if you want to attract millennials, you need to preach a gospel that helps us contend with that.
Uh-oh, you heard that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yep. I have a friend of mine. Her son, teacher, is transitioning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Her son's teacher is transitioning from a woman to a man. The church has been late. What she said is correct because I'm a millennial. We weren't going to church like that. Now, my mom, all we had to do was go Sunday. The generation before that, they was going to Bible study, Sunday night this, Saturday night that. The black church is way late. And when I say late, kids born in the 70s were not going to church like that. They are late. And they have not been involved because they started looking at the money. And I've said this before. When you started seeing all these mega churches, these big old churches with all this money, they stopped worrying about the community, and the money looked good. That's how T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar came about. Those were no mega pastors in the 70s. Or if they were white. Or in the 60s. That when they started secularizing black churches, they were done. The black church is late. They're like she said, they're three generations late because millennials were not going to church like that.
It's over. It's already over because they have had a chance. The closer we get to us leaving, this thing is already over because guess what they're going to do? They're just going to evolve into the one world religion that's going to accept all of the things she just said.
But they're already doing it.
Yeah, they are. That's why I said The ones who are trying to hold on to the old time way, you might as well just give up the horse and buggy, because it's going to keep evolving, because the Most High is going to let it evolve into what it's going to evolve into. It's going to keep evolving. You're not going to stop it. You're not. So, I don't know. This is what it is. I mean, this is really what it is. That's truly what it is. And it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse. And it's going to, anytime they can stomp police officers in the street, on kicking them in the face in the broad daylight on the sidewalk, man, it's over. It's over. And then, oh, my God, and then you have Jamal Bryant. I'm calling names today. He has the nerve, the nerve, to call for a prayer line. They get a Jewish shawl and extend it from the pulpit. He up on the pulpit and somebody's on the floor holding it up so the people can go up under it. And the man is pouring oil in his hand on the pulpit and he's throwing oil down on the people. I said, are you kidding me? unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Lord have mercy. It's just unreal. It's unreal. It's just unreal. It's unreal. It's just unbelievable. The things that are happening now, the boldness of people, the things that they think they can get away with because nobody really is paying any attention. Nobody really cares to the point where it matters. And you got a bunch of gullible people that are just going through the motions, and you looking like, are you really serious? Y'all really falling for this stuff? Unbelievable. Like you said, they didn't go to jail. They got to walk out of the jailhouse and throw their hand signs up and walk up out of there with no charges, no bail, no nothing. It's over with, y'all. It's just over with. I know the Republican Party trying to hold on to it for dear life, but at the end of the day, it's over. When that kind of stuff starts happening, there's no respect. They have no authority. They have no respect for authority. They just have nothing. It's over. Over. He was throwing oil on the people's clothes as they was walking up under the shawl. Talking about, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Flicking the oil on people's clothes. I'm like, man. Unbelievable. That's right up there with the other pastor that was playing the trap music in the church, and they was doing the whatever they was doing. On New Year's Eve, and they was up in there. These time about 150 souls got saved. And you talking about saved from what? It's on. But you know what? They on their way there. Nobody going to stop it. Nobody's going to stop it. It's got to go there. It's got to go through that. It has to go through that. That's what it has to go through. And like I said, all y'all old-timers is trying to hold on to the old-time way. You can forget it. It's going there. You're going to be the elephant in the room because, like she said, these millennials, they ain't trying to have church like that. They ain't trying to do that. They want to come and be appeased and be satisfied. They want to come and rap on top of the stage and play rap music in the church. They want to do what they want to do. And that's exactly what it's going to be because that's all it is anyway. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable, you guys. I mean, it's unbelievable. You're at a loss because you're just looking like, what in the world? If it is the judgment of this nation. It's the judgment of this nation. It's the judgment. We're here now. There is no other way around it. We're here now. Yeah, you're going to have to come up with a whole new, you're going to have to come up with a whole new something, because we ain't going to do that over here. And it's like she said, we ain't going to do, we not following your way. If we ain't going to church, if we ain't been up in there, we ain't coming up in there. It's crucial. It is crucial. I couldn't believe it, Brother Yaroslav, when I seen that girl, them guys, them police officers getting stomped in the street. Like, I couldn't believe that.
Where was the backup at? That's what I'm saying. Normally they call backup.
That's assault in front of everybody with their guns on their holster.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. It was really unfortunate. It really is. But this is where we at. This is where we at. This is what it has come to. It is some scary stuff. Well, I'm telling you, to be able to see it and know it, and it's okay with people. But you know what? They've been pushing that fake God for so long that now it's going to move into anarchy, because it wasn't our Elohim in the first place. You've been pushing this fake Elohim into the people for so long. Now the Most High just pulling the covers back. It's like, let's let it all hang out. Let me show you what it is. Let's see. They was up in there twerking and doing, hold on, I'm going to let you hear this real quick. Let me just put this on here real quick. They was up in there twerking and doing, I don't even know what the other dances is that they be doing. They was doing it, though, and I'm like, wow.
But you got saved by a Jesus.
Hold on.
Today. We are cheapening salvation to where it means nothing. I said this in the 8 o'clock class. Any time you have a church service that's more like Soul Train, and people claiming to get saved, but you got saved by a Jesus that you can do hip hop with. The Christ who saved you is a Christ who doesn't require that you come out of the world. See, remember, the Bible teaches in the last day that there would be false Christs. And this is what you're witnessing. Where you can have church that looks just like the world, dance just like the world, dance to the worldly music, and call that praise and worship.
Now, let me ask you something. Ain't that the pot calling the kettle black?
Yeah. No.
All day. This is what it has come to. You got, there's hardly nobody working. Most of these people are smoking weed. Let's go on and just get real. They got weed commercials now where the lady was like, oh, I smoke with my grandfather. We rolled up some and we smoke. They smoking weed legally now. They're beating up police officers. They're doing what they want to do in the church. Guess what? And the young people, these young people are shooting and killing people like it ain't nothing. I mean, what? What's left?
Good question.
They don't have no regard for the government no more. None. They don't have no regard for the government no more. You got other countries shooting at us like we just in the way. It's incredible. It is incredible the things that are going on. But it has to be. It really has to be. It has to be. I'm at a loss. I really don't know. I'm asking because, you know, this is not looking too good right now. It's just not. It's really not. The food is sky high. You know, the things, it's just like it's a dismal cloud over the whole thing. And you're like, man, what? I don't know. I don't understand. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. He said we was going to see the judgment, and we seen it firsthand, up close and personal. And it ain't easy to watch, because this is something else to see. I felt sorry for the police officers. And then, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, wow, look at these young kids that's been coming to this country and just have no regard for nothing, and in broad daylight with their guns on their hip. Nobody pulled out a gun. Nobody did nothing. They balled up in a fetal position trying to protect their face. The police!
You know, we used to saying, damn, pull out some guns and pepper spray. I mean, they didn't mean use pepper spray. Normally, they use pepper spray.
No,
they was going to pull it. Didn't do nothing. Just hold up, like you said, a little fetal position and got beat to death.
Unbelievable. It's just unfortunate. Woo! Ooh, Father, please deliver us from this place.
I pray that every day, sister, and it's not trying to rush the Most High. I don't want nobody to think that, and it's not being anxious, but I'm tired. I mean, my body, my soul, my spirit, I think a lot of us like that. We're just so tired of it, and we know the truth. And when you know the truth, you have a yearning to serve your Father, and you can't serve him here. I don't care what people say. You can't serve him like you're supposed to here. So you got so much negative, so much stuff, and I just want to go somewhere we could just serve him, you know, and just do what we're supposed to do. You know, that's all I crave right now. But, you know, he had to get us to that point where that's what our heart desired. And that's our heart desired.
Yep, he had to get you tired. You had to see it all. You had to see it from the rooter to the tutor. You had to see it, and you can't find no pleasure in it nowhere. You have to get to that point. None of it. You can't find no pleasure in none of it. And you're like, yeah, the houses is nice, but. Yeah, the cars is nice, too, but. You know, all of this comes with this and the struggle with this. You know, everybody done built images up and they got certain lifestyles and they live a certain way. It's all contingent upon this community and this economy. All of it is. It all is. It's unbelievable. It is really unbelievable. This is where we are. You know, and like I said, it's always been like that. The church has always been like that. It doesn't have the spiritual element that it had back when we was in it that made it difficult for us to be able to say, you mean that ain't real? It ain't got that no more. Anything goes. See, it was a lot difficult for us when we first walked away from it because it had a spiritual element to it, and you was like, you mean that tell me that ain't even real? Everybody had that question, like, what? But now there's no spirituality to it, and all. It's a great big old party. So everybody else looking at it like, honey, that is a mess anyway. But that's the same thing we've been trying to tell you all, Bishop Wooten. We've been trying to tell you the same thing. You're not serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're not. You're not serving him. It's just not him. I don't care how spiritual you think it is because you're speaking in tongues and you're shaking and shimmying. That's not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's just not. Ain't no other way to put it. And the same thing, you feel like it's been watered down with the young man that had the party going in the church. The Most High showed us that the rendition that you sacredly hold, that's not real either. That's what he showed us. It's not real. Not the same God. It's not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ain't that what you told them young boys at the Latter-day Saints when they came to your house?
Yeah, exactly right. It's not the same, and I'm not praying to your God. You're not praying over me because you pray to a totally different God.
A totally different God. You ain't going to lay hands. You ain't going to spit no oil on me. You're not going to touch me at all whatsoever because you're praying to a totally different God. That is not the deity. That is not the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not. And now guess what it's doing? It's revealing itself. It's showing them who that God is showing them who he really is, and now everybody's offended. But guess what? It's the same one. It ain't changed. Ain't nothing changed. You just ain't getting goose pimples no more. You ain't getting goose pimples no more. You know, ain't nothing crawling up your back no more to make you say, oh, glory, ain't none of that no more. They dancing now, because that's what it was in the beginning. He learned that spirit that's up in there learns how to adjust to whatever time it's in. It's ugly. It's a rude awakening. It's a rude awakening. I'm telling you, it's a rude awakening. I know how you feel. I know how you feel, Bishop Wooten. I know how you feel. But you, too, have to come to that realization. I know how you feel. I really do. It's ugly. It's an ugly situation. Woo! Have mercy on me, thou son of David. He said, that ain't me. I'm not in there. They don't even know me. So it's, you know, it's rude. It's real. It is real. Yes, indeed. So I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, we've been trying to, you know, and we've been trying to tell, and we've been trying to talk, and we've been trying to give everybody, you know, the benefit of the doubt. And like I said, beware when the Israelites stop talking. When we stop talking, beware, because for real. No, beware. That's all I can say. And the Israelites done quit talking. Ain't nobody hooping and hollering and screaming no more. Ain't nobody going, we getting ready to get up out of here. Beware. Because it is not, you know, what you think.
You're so right about that. Because, you know, you used to could click on YouTube and I would see 100 different camps.
Yep.
You don't see that no more.
Nope.
And the ones that you do see, they just, you know, they talking about, they ain't even fussing with the nations. They not talking about the nations. They talking about leaving.
Leaving. Yeah. Ain't nobody doing it no way. When we stop talking, you better sit up and pay attention. For real. Seriously. Because I'm like you. When I came out, you had all kind of groups out there. You know, you had all kind of Hebrew Israelite groups out there. You had new groups, old groups. It was all kind of stuff going on. And it's almost radio silent. It really is. It's some serious stuff. It's almost like the Most High said, it's over with. It's done. I'll take it from here. It's like we read yesterday. The next time that the gospel going to be preached, the angels are preaching for it one more time. And when we finish doing our job, the angels will take it from there. It's over with. We have to fulfill Genesis 15, 13, and 14. Whether you believe it or not, whether you accept it or not, whether you want to adhere to it or not, that is the next big move, and we are leaving, going back to the land where we came from. Whether you want to accept that or not, that's what's getting ready to happen because his words say so. You keep on partying, y'all keep on shaking, and you keep on dancing, and you keep on talking about you saved, and we're going to see how that work out. We'll see. We're going to see how it work. But this is getting ready to get interesting. This is something to pay attention to. You know, it really is. It is not the way it used to be. It just ain't. No. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. I'm telling y'all, this is something to see. It is. And they're trying to justify it, and they're trying to hold on to it and hold up the blood stained banner, and they're trying to hold. Listen. Mm-mm. It was only for such a time as this. It only was meant to bring you up to this point where you, for the Most High to reveal to you what this really is. And this is for those children that are his, that belong to him. He's going to open up your eyes so you can see what we see. What's that song say? Do you see what I see? You're going to be able to see it in a few minutes. And you're going to be stunned when he finally shows you. All I can say.
Ain't going to be no, I'm sorry.
I mean, I feel for them because I understand. I do. I understand. I was them. I was staunch. You know, we got to do this right. He deserves holiness. We can't just give him anything. He is a God that deserves all the praise and the honor, and he does. But you got to make sure you got the right one. Because, you know, he said there's going to be many false Christs that go out. And it's been out for a long time. This one been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just evolving. So when you see him going into the other stage, he's just evolving. He's been around for a long time. And it was to keep us distracted. Because as long as you were shouting and speaking in tongues, and as long as you was doing what everybody wanted you to do, you didn't pay attention until the Most High said, let me introduce myself. Your whole reality gets turned upside. He can really turn it upside down. So just hold on, Bishop Wooten and all the other ones that's in the church that have a sincere heart, because the Most High getting ready to introduce himself to you, the real Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know? See, he does. He honors sincerity. And when you're sincere, he going to show you exactly who he is. All that other stuff, they're going to be shaking and faking until they walk right into the one world religion. They're going to be all right shaking and faking, because it's going to, like she said, they want a gospel that fits their lifestyle. She said, y'all need to preach a gospel that fits the lifestyle and it can speak to the humanity and the way that we are living. And that's exactly what they're going to get. They're going to get just that. And they're going to still have the organ. And they're going to still have a shout, and they're going to still speak in songs. I think I heard, what's his name? Jamal Bryant say, hata. I said, what was that? Was that a tongue? He told me, hata. He was sprinkling the oil on people's clothes. I said, Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. He told me, hata. I'm like, what is that? It's the people. I would invite the people to do one thing. If you really want to know, just go on your knees. Just do a fast. Just do a 24-hour fast and just go on your knees and ask the Most High to show you. Say, show me who you are. I'm telling you, you're going to be shocked when you find out what's going on, because it ain't the same God. And I'm so glad you told them boys that. Can we pray for you? No, because we don't serve the same God. And I don't want you praying over me, with me, don't touch me, none of that. You know, because guess what, brother? You rise up. Once you come out of this captivity and you come out of this punishment, you will never do that again.
Nope.
You like, nope, I ain't praying with you. Don't touch me. This one little lady was like, oh, you're so sweet. Would you like for me to pray for you? I said, no, ma'am, but thank you. No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
We good.
No offense, but no, ma'am. Mm-mm. Nope. I don't know what God you praying to, but no, thank you. Mm-mm. We can't afford to make that mistake again. This cost us 400 years.
That's a long time.
Yes. And not to mention the thousands of years that we was in Africa that we ran out of Egypt and ran into Africa. We've been over here going through this for 400 years. Woo! Have mercy on me. It's a lot. It is. You know what you got to learn. This ain't no joke. You can't just dismiss the people just because you done got saved, so-called saved. You just can't just dismiss the people and be like, it don't matter where you came from, you love Jesus now. Just, no, that ain't how that works. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. It don't work. The Bible is full of the instructions on nations. And he has instructions for every nation in the Bible, every nation. I remember when I came out with the fact that we was a nation, you should have heard the Hebrew Israelite teachers. We ain't no nation. She don't know what she talking about. We ain't no nation. Until I read the scripture to them and online, on the radio, I guess we are a nation. Yes. And for who I want to know that, Jeremiah 31:36. You're talking to the children of Israel. We tired of listening to you all preach over the pulpit and telling our story and talking about our people and then turning around and returning on the people today like it has something to do with the people today that don't identify as Israelites. It don't work like that.
Oh.
It don't work like that. Nope, it don't work like that. That's not how it works. And the Most High is just turning it upside down because it don't work like that. He said, we can really go to 31:30-35. Jeremiah 31:35. He said, if the sun and the moon and the stars. Hold on, let me get that real quick. 31:35. They told me, we ain't no nation. She don't know what she talking about. I said, okay, well, let's see. Let's see what it say. Let's see what it say. No. We tired of it. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. He said, thus saith the Most High, which giveth the sun for light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, the Most High of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Most High, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Most High Yah. Oh, boy. We're a nation in exile. We're not in our land. We're still in the land of our captivity. But we on our way home. On our way home. I know they don't understand it. They don't really want to hear, but it's all right because we're on our way home. Because we a nation on our way home. Yes, we are. Praise his holy name. Woo! You'll see in a minute. You can ready to see in a minute. Like the sister said yesterday, they need to be talking about it or something. Woo! We're going to be all right. All right. They're going to be all right. So, I don't have anything else. Does anybody else have anything else to share? We just got to stay focused. We got to stay focused, and we got to stay with our feet planted on the ground, and we have to represent the Most High, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have to represent the Messiah. And who y'all call Jesus, we call Yahweh Shah HaMashiach. We got to represent him. Because he was one of us. He was a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah. He was an Israelite from the tribe of Judah. I know you don't want to hear that stuff. They don't want to hear that. You can't take, they'll cut the, they'll hang up. Wait a minute, what you mean? What? He was an Israelite from the tribe of Judah. He just, we're going to be here to represent. We're going to be here to love you all through it. You know, and then don't ever think that we all ambush people on the street corner, because we don't. We don't ambush nobody. We just teach and preach the word according to what the word says. And while you all talking about women teachers and preachers, Paul was talking to the Gentile. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. And the Most High has given us the commandment to get to talk, to teach you all this in this last day. And that's what we're doing. So that's what we're going to do. And then we're going to get ready to gather ourselves so we can go home, because that's where we headed, whether you believe it or not. Now, I better quit teaching these people about no rapture coming to take them out of the way. We headed home. That's where we headed. So, if there's nothing else, anybody else have any announcements, anything you need to make? You know? Anybody have anything else you need to discuss? If not, don't forget we will be here tomorrow. I mean, next week, our regular scheduled program. We'll be here every day next week. We're looking forward to Sister Rachel teaching on, no, it's my turn this Thursday. We'll get you next Thursday. All praises be to the Most High Elohim. You guys have a wonderful rest of your evening, and shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a great rest of your evening. Good night, everybody.
Shalom. Yeah.